Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've been quite clear that we do have a plan to address migration at the southern border. We're executing it. It takes time, and we're starting to see the results.
I have a plan.
You've got a plan.
Yes.
I don't even believe you have a plan.
I have part of a plan.
They have no plan. No plan whatsoever.
I mean, it is all a chaotic mess that starts and ends with the Biden administration.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I mean, there is a scene in the book which took our breaths away. The one courageous person who did something was General Milley. He said, I am going to...
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The Spartos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
General Milley, the one courageous person in Washington. He led the charge up San Juan Hill, you know. He's the one who, you know, he was with Sergeant York. He was with Audie Murphy, but he didn't care about the glory. He let them take all the credit for everything that happened. Someone texted in the last hour when we heard that cut from Bob Woodward and said, do you get the feeling that in Georgetown, everybody goes around, you're a hero? No, you're a hero. You know, I can't stand this self-congratulatory, self-satisfied, smug, sanctimonious nature of all these people. Like Jen Psaki is another example. All these people have been in Washington way, way too long. Ugh. Anyway, and they're screwing the country too. It's just like the late Roman Empire. You know, they're just the bread and circuses and all the Rome gets richer as the provinces get poorer. The barbarians are pouring in, taking over, and the parties are going on in Rome. They don't give a damn. And the difference is, I've said this before, it took 400 years for the Roman Empire to fall. I mean, look what's happened in this country in 75 years since the end of World War II. I mean, we're already at like AD 450, you know, when the Visigoths were, you know, setting up the emperors. Ugh, it's just so bad what's happening. I hope we can pull out of the spiral we're in. 844-500-4242. I want to tell you about, let's take a break from the southern border for a while to talk about the Afghans that are coming in. The Centers for Disease Control on Monday put out a release entitled Emergency Preparedness and Response. And they warn that doctors must prepare for a wave of mumps, measles, leishmaniasis. You learned a new word today. I know I did.
I'm not sure I have.
Leishmaniasis. I looked it up and it said it was spread by sand flies and it could attack your skin or your internal organs. Now, this story I've got, CDC describes it as a parasitic disease, quote, characterized by lesions on the skin that can change in size and appearance over time. But there's no problem with letting them into the country. If you want to continue working at your job, I'm starting to get these emails from people and texts. Their companies are telling them that you have a certain number of days. And if you're not vaccinated by that time, you're out. You're already having hospitals are trying to recruit nurses from other hospitals because a bunch of nurses are leaving rather than get vaccinated. Pregnant women. I got an email today from a guy who he knows he has someone working for him. The woman he knows said that she's 3 months pregnant, and she went to her doctor and said, "Can I get an exemption from you?" And he said, "You could have a week ago, but now they've issued new regulations for doctors. You can't give an exemption." But CDC recommends that clinicians, this is again, if you're an Afghan, it's okay, be on alert for cases of measles that meet the case definitions, as well as other infectious diseases, including malaria, among evacuees, including both Afghan nationals and U.S. citizens from Afghanistan. Now, here are some of the other diseases that may be coming in with the Afghans. Contagious diseases, by the way. Gastrointestinal infections, including, I'm going to give you another one you've never heard of, or at least I never heard of it. Shigellosis. Any of the VIPs ever been struck down by shigellosis? You'll be hearing more about these, all of these diseases.
We know of people that have been shaken down by gigolos, but not shigellosis.
Giardiasis. Cryptoporidiosis. Hepatitis A. I know hepatitis A, although I think hepatitis B is more prevalent in this country. I could be wrong. Rotavirus. You're nodded. Do you know? No, she's just pretending she knows what rotavirus is. And this is a nice one. As opposed to gastrointestinal infections, viral diarrheal diseases. I think we can also figure that one out. CDC is also aware of some cases of varicella. I mean, these diseases aren't just eradicated in the U.S. None of us have ever heard of them. And they're coming in. Thank you, Dementia Joe Biden. Mumps, I've had the mumps. Tuberculosis, they get a disease that was pretty much widely eradicated. It's back big time with open borders. Malaria, we know what malaria just, see, the problem is malaria has to be treated with hydroxychloroquine, right? I mean, that's the most effective way, and the Democrats don't want anyone to have any hydroxychloroquine. And hepatitis A and COVID-19. 10 days ago, NBC Washington reported that three Afghans in Northern Virginia had measles. Malaria was eliminated from the U.S. in the early 1950s, but as the borders became open in the 1970s, the number of cases have risen in the U.S. since the 1970s to about 2,000 cases per year. How about this one? Polio. In Afghanistan, the, quote, wild polio virus remains endemic. And for those of you who are younger in the audience, polio, which was eliminated by the vaccine that was developed by Dr. Jonas Salk, can lead to paralysis and is sometimes fatal. But I assume now that people are not getting the polio vaccine as often as they used to, because what was the need, right? Varicella is chicken pox, okay? That's, God, chicken pox. 844-500-4242. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. You know, I'd like to just blame Biden for this, but you got to also blame a lot of those Republicans that were pontificating yesterday. Because, you know, we had the majority in Congress for years and years. When was the last time you heard any of them have a hearing in the health, you know, in the health committees about these diseases? When's the last time you had a hearing in the transportation committee that said we have a highway system that was built in the 1950s when the population was 140 million people? Now it's 300 million. I mean, why do they think it takes us, you know, 2 and 3 hours to get home?
Well, coming out of Patrick, Boston. I mean, isn't part of the problem that you have all these environmental studies? I mean, they built the Golden Gate Bridge in, I think, just over a year. Same with the Empire State Building. Look how long it took to rebuild or try to rebuild what some semblance of the World Trade Center after they went down. You can't get anything done. How long does it take to build these new subway systems in New York, right?
But if you're doing that, does it make sense to bring it? In my lifetime, I'm around in my mid 50s. The population has gone from 260 million to what, 320 or 330 million?
Yeah.
if we don't have an infrastructure, you know, we're now talking about spending $1 trillion on infrastructure. How much of that is because we increased the population by a third?
I know. I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is if you have these environmental regulations that are designed to hamstring anything that has to do with the infrastructure, because you have to deal with the problem of snail darters or piping plovers, and, you know, everybody's got a NIMBY, a NIMBY concern, not in my backyard. And, you can't get anything done anymore. You just can't. I mean, I always liked it a few years ago. Rachel Maddow on MSNBC was doing she has as her backdrop the Golden Gate Bridge and said, we're Americans. We built this bridge in 13 months. I thought to myself, people like you would never let the Golden Gate Bridge be built today, you know, or you'd hold it up for 30 years. How long did it take to rebuild the Tappan Zee Bridge? Long time. All right. Thanks for the call, Patrick.
Number 1-2, what is the name of the bridge that I'm approaching? Well, 1-2, that is the Tappan Zee Bridge.
We'll play all those cuts at some point during the day. They're great. It's just, it amuses me. I don't know. It probably amuses you, too. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 70s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Making the effort to be here, and I understand, Boris, I just want you to know, Boris, you came down on Amtrak, is that right?
I did, and you're a living deity.
I am. I've traveled millions of miles. You think I'm joking?
They love you.
Well, they should. I travel more on Amtrak. I think if I were a conductor, I'd be number one in seniority.
You think I'm joking? When he says you think I'm joking or no joke, that's when you know he's full of it.
Joey, baby!
It's too complicated to go into all the way, but the New York Post went into it. Biden resurrects suspect story. That's a euphemism, too, suspect. That means false story about kudos from Amtrak conductor. And apparently this guy that he talked about, Angelo Negri, you know, when they told him that he had traveled 1.3 or 1.5 million, and yesterday it went up to 2 million miles that it traveled. But when they initially gave him some award or made a big deal out of how many miles he'd traveled, the guy, Angelo Negri, the conductor, who said, "Joey, baby," he'd been dead for 2 years.
Joey, baby.
So I guess he sees dead people. First, Biden did not say he had crossed the 1.3 million miles traveled mark as vice president until September 2016. That was more than 2 years after Negri's death at age 83, 21 years after he had retired from Amtrak as a conductor. Second, Biden in the May speech said that Negri told him he had traveled 1.5 million miles, not the 2 million miles he claimed on Tuesday. Well, we'll check back in November. It'll be 2.5 million miles. You know, it's like the longer you've been out of high school or college, the more successful you were as an athlete. You went from just making the team to starting on the team to being all conference to being all American. Yeah, to being drafted. Yeah. How many times have you heard this? Yeah, I was the last guy cut. that means a scout came. So you heard a scout came to one of your games. So that makes you the last guy cut by whoever. 844-500-4242. That's Joey, baby. This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Biden visit the southern border before the end of the year?
No, absolutely not.
96% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, so leishmaniasis, that's how it's pronounced, the disease transmitted by sand fleas. Yeah, I was over in Afghanistan in 2010 with the Army, and they had us inoculated for smallpox. They had us taking doxycycline horse pills every day to avoid malaria. But the most dangerous thing out there was eating any of the local food.
I would assume that would produce, in many cases, that viral diarrheal problem that the CDC was referring to. Is that correct, Matt?
Yes, it would be called the Kabul crud.
Oh. Thank you, Matt. Thanks for your service, too. 844-500-4242. Joey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joey.
Hey, Howie, great show. Love listening to you. So anyways, a couple quick points. You know, I have friends that we live in decent neighborhoods, but we, you know, lock our doors. We shut our windows at night. If the cars are in the, you know, the driveway, we lock them. And it's some, you know, the people even have alarms. And it just amazes me that people can walk in, you know, It baffles me. And the other thing I was going to ask you is, I heard Jeff Kuna this morning. He was talking about this disease in Haiti, and he just mentioned it really quickly about some pigs that have a deadly disease.
I don't know about that. I can check into that. I was concentrating on the Afghan afflictions today. They came up more readily. But you know, again, I mean, I wouldn't want to be bitten by anybody, but I think a Haitian is one of the last people in the world I'd want to be bitten by. Didn't Haiti have a terrible incidence of HIV or AIDS back in the day? I think they did. They were like number one in the Western Hemisphere, maybe even in the world. But it's a terrible place. Donald Trump was right. It is a bleep hole country. And you heard Joe Biden talking about how if it disappeared in the sea, nobody would notice. He said it was a terrible thing to say, but he went ahead and said it. And, you know, we can't invite everybody in the third world over here. This country is already unraveling just with all the illegal aliens, the third worlders, the people who don't speak English, who have no skills, who have no interest in assimilating, terrorists crossing the border, and the Democrat Party is cheerleading for this. It's insanity. I mean, the Democrat Party has to be removed from power across the board. I mean, it's a cliche, but this is not your father's Democrat Party or your grandfather's Democrat Party. I mean, would there be room in this party for John F. Kennedy, let alone Harry Truman? I don't think so. For one, they'd call Harry Truman a deplorable just because he didn't go to college, you know? 844-500-4242. We'll talk about some COVID numbers when we come back. I'm Howie Carr. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. So when the world gets too loud, I create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people, or to stay calm with some guided meditation. And let me tell you right now, no matter your soundtrack of choice, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. Raycons start at half the price of the other premium audio brands and sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your Raycon order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, you can always judge the way the winds are blowing by what Mittens Romney is saying. He is the front runner's front runner of American politics. He's either at your throat or at your feet, as I've been saying, quoting a French statesman from way back.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
Ugh. So anyway, now Mittens, Willard Mitt Romney, has turned on Joe Biden big time. This, again, remember, this is a guy who spent 4 years stabbing Donald Trump in the back. You know damn well he voted for Joe Biden. And now, though, he was at Biden's feet, now he's at his throat. Cut 27.
Secretary Mayorkas, I think any unbiased person would say that the Biden administration's border and immigration policies have been nothing short of a monumental disaster. And were there not so many other disasters that the administration is encountering, it probably would be by itself enough for a government to be hanging on by a thread.
Was your support for Joe Biden, maybe you didn't publicly say it, but we all knew it, was that a monumental disaster too? Monumental's a big word this week, isn't it? That was why London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, took off her mask, because of the monumental return of Tony or Tony A, whatever it is. By the way,
Tony.
Yeah, whatever. Romney has also come out against the plan in the $3.5 trillion welfare giveaway that the Democrats are still trying to push through. I don't know if you'd heard about this, but they're going to give the child tax care credit, and put that in air quotes, child tax care credit, because most of the people who are getting it they may have children, but they're not working. They're going to give it to illegal aliens. Do you think that's going to encourage another surge? So they come over here, they go on welfare, and now we're going to pay them extra to have more children, the illegal aliens, who don't work, who don't want to assimilate, who don't speak English, who have no skills. It's outrageous, Romney said on Twitter. I can't think of a more enticing reason to enter our country illegally at the expense of American taxpayers. Wow, he's really serious about getting everything straightened out, isn't he? He's a wonderful, wonderful senator. No wonder he's underwater in the polls in Utah. Just a couple of stories here. Cheryl Atkinson, you know her. She was a victim of harassment by the federal government. They were tapping into her phones and her computer system when she was a reporter for CBS, because she wasn't spouting the towing the Obama line. So she's on her own now. And she's got an investigative piece about the COVID deaths. Kristen Riley died with a gunshot wound to her head last year, but Colorado officials said the actual cause of her death was COVID-19. She was murdered by her husband, who then committed suicide himself. He also died of COVID, according to the Colorado State bureaucracy. This was told to her by the coroner in Grand County in Colorado. Her name is Brenda Bach. I had a homicide-suicide at the end of November last year, and the very next day it showed up on the state website as COVID deaths, Coroner Bach said. And they were gunshot wounds. And I questioned that immediately because I had not even signed off on the death certificates yet, and the state was already reporting them as COVID deaths. This has gone on elsewhere, too, in Florida, Pennsylvania. That case, however, had nothing on the two later deaths, the two later Grand County deaths that popped up on the state's COVID count, Atkinson explained in her piece. That's because those two people were still alive. But they were COVID deaths for purposes of counting and getting extra money for the hospitals of the state. James Caruso, chief medical examiner in Denver, said he warned the State Department of Public Safety that there were, in fact, significant differences between dying of COVID or with COVID, as we've all figured that out by now. But all of this has been blatantly political, with alt-left media organizations blaming President Trump for the first 300 or 400,000 deaths that happened during his presidency.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
But they've been conspicuously silent about the same number of deaths under Biden's presidency. Under the tenure of Governor Jared Polis in Colorado, he just married his boyfriend, by the way, in case you didn't see that. It was the social event of the season in the Denver area. The state of Colorado has reported just under 14,000 quote-unquote COVID deaths, with about half of those dying with COVID. So in other words, 7,000 maybe, instead of 14,000. Atkinson reported the obvious implications are huge. If a significant number of Colorado's COVID deaths, quote unquote, weren't directly caused by COVID or even related at all in some cases, and if that bears out in other states, it means the national totals we've heard since the start of the pandemic could be largely misleading. You think? Dr. Deborah Birx, remember her, the woman with the scarf? She had to resign after it turned out that, again, she did the London breed. The Gina Raimondo, the Karen Polito, you know, told people to stay home and then went on a trip. I had a good reason to go. I hadn't seen my family for a long time. Oh, okay. Here's what she said. If someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID-19 death. And they wonder why no one believes them. That leads to, in Colorado, to COVID deaths and traffic accident and nursing home deaths, even though the attending physician said they weren't related to COVID coronavirus, Atkinson reported. In Nashville, Hal Short died of cancer after testing negative for COVID, but his wife still saw his death being described as being caused by COVID. So that's just the latest. You knew a lot of that, but it bears repeating sometimes about how they're playing fast, footloose and fancy free with these numbers. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hello, Howie Carr. Now make running things tough before you have Donald Trump in the back. And no, the problem is a lot of people coming here are illegal. Now my property tax go $563 more I have to pay because, and then I called the tax area and said, oh, Newark any bigger, now people moving here. I said, oh, illegal coming here. And I'm paying too much property tax because I'm out of school, out of legal, you have to pay the tutor, you have to pay more teacher to a Spanish teacher to come and teach them. It's more money.
Wait a second. Mr. Garcia, I got news for you. With these Afghans, you're going to have to hire some Pashtun language teachers.
Oh, my Lord. Now it's more property tax going up. Now I'm going to pay almost $3,000
more. Mr. Garcia, where is your compassion? Why are you such a nativist? You know, you're so xenophobic. You don't want to pay to bring to welcome all these nice people to the United States of America. And how about their child brides? You know, dad's going on to Social Security, and mom is going to be at in the middle school in Newark.
Yeah, the problem I'm
celebrate diversity.
I'm sick and tired of paying too much taxes, property taxes. I might move out. I tell my wife we're moving out and taxing next year or two more years. But I'm sick and tired because everything is taxation, and New York is worse. New Jersey getting the same in New York. It's ridiculous. How are we going to afford property tax?
I don't know, Mr. Garcia. I mean, there was a revolution way back, taxation without representation. You think you're being well represented in Newark?
No. And this mayor, I hate this mayor. He's so a jerk. And this mayor, I never hire as a Burger King. It's very bad person. It's very bad mayor in Newark.
So in other words, you wish Cory Booker would come back. Is he that bad?
Or Sharp Game. Who cares?
How about Hugh Adonazio, the guy that was run by the mafia going way back when? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Garcia. 844-500-4242. See, that's the thing. It's always the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. That's what people tell me when I say I hate Charlie Parker. You know, there'll be someone worse. But the way I look at it is, you know, I look at it the same way Mr. Garcia looks at it. I'm getting the hell out of here.
There's a lot at stake here.
I'm going to leave the problem to somebody else. I'm not going to Texas. I'm already in Florida. Mr. Garcia is going to Texas. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm just curious, you know, with all these stories that are coming out about, you know, that actually might have been a Wuhan lab leak.
Yes.
And now the news is saying that Hunter Biden's laptop might have actually had some stuff on it.
Might. <yeah. laughs> I think we knew that one all along, didn't we? Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, if it's really confirmed that China, like, came out with a bioweapon and now we're being mandated to take a vaccine against a bioweapon, I mean.
Yeah. But, you know, John, here's the thing. I understand what you're saying about being angry at China. But on the other hand, it looks like about 100% that China, the Wuhan lab, was using money that had come from the United States of America, from Dr. Fauci's federal agencies. So, I mean, we certainly created this nightmare largely with help from the Chinese, but we're certainly, our government is directly involved in the production of this virus, it looks like.
That's crazy.
I know. I just don't, you know, there's so much blame to go around here. All of this was so preventable. All of it from Joe Biden and all the chaos he's created and the destruction and what kind of person wants to take a virus and make it stronger? I mean, how does that benefit anybody? Have we forgotten the lessons of that great novel and movie, Jurassic Park? I mean, look how that worked out. Dr. Crichton tried to tell us. He was a prophet. But we didn't listen, did we? 844-500-4242. How does our economy determine the value of an item? The price of the world's most valuable commodities are all set at auction. Items such as fine arts, antiques, coins, and classic cars are often priced through auction. The fish you just ate, the textiles that make up the clothes on your back and the diamond on your finger, all of those items were originally priced through auction. So when it is time for you to sell the most valuable commodity you own, your real estate, why not sell it at auction with J.J. Manning? Our clients are affluent and intelligent decision makers who set the terms and sell their real estate quickly and contingency-free in a competitive auction. There is no stigma and no distress in this process. Recent Howie and Grace Show listeners have seen upwards of 30 qualified bidders competing for their real estate. When you sell real estate traditionally, you pay the broker a commission, but in a J.J. Manning, the buyer pays. That saves you thousands of dollars right there. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is the second time that you've laid hands on me.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
I don't think you're getting us on due credit. Our scientists have done things which nobody's ever done before.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
What was that?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have remembered that. 844-500-4242. I just remember them going, what is it, there's like a lemonade stand, or and the monsters come out of the kitchen.
Oh, yeah, they're in the lemonade stand. They're in the cafeteria.
The cafeteria, whatever it is. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how are you today?
Good.
So I talked to you a couple of years ago when I left Maine because I didn't want to pay taxes up there anymore with everything that was going on. And then, you know, I kind of laugh at all these liberals that I always talk about. They're going to leave the country. They're going to move to Canada. Trump got elected.
Right.
That and the other. Well, guess what? I'm leaving the country.
I'm done
paying taxes to these people.
Where are you going?
I am moving to the Philippines. As soon as they open back up, I have a fiance with a beautiful daughter, and I'm out of here.
I don't know. I always used to think if I had to go somewhere, that I probably wouldn't go anywhere, but it would be to New Zealand or Australia. But, you know, obviously those places are out now, right? I mean, that'd be worse than Massachusetts at the height of the police state lockdown. So you really think you'll be happy in the Philippines?
Yeah, I've been there once, and it's just stunningly beautiful there. And like I say, my fiance's there. She's lived there all her life. And it's very easy to live there. It's very cheap to live there. I mean, I have nothing for, you know, any kind of Social Security. It's not going to amount to anything. And, you know, I'm just done. I'm done paying taxes to these people and seeing what they do with it and waste it. It's silly. It's ridiculous. And I'm just done. I'm done.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. You know, I mean, obviously I mind if they take a lot of my money and they waste it. But I mean, that I could deal with that. But it's now getting to the point where they're endangering me. They're endangering my health. They're endangering the entire survival of the society with these insane policies. And not just, you know, the open borders and letting in unvetted people who may be terrorists. But I mean, just this insanity of these welfare programs. I want to read the column from the Wall Street Journal by Jason Riley, the black guy, talking about how, you know, if they put in all these welfare programs, they keep saying it's going to be like the Great Society again, the war on poverty. The war on poverty destroyed all of the black progress of the last 50 or 100 years before 1970. The blacks were getting closer and closer to the whites in all forms of achievement. And then the welfare just wrecked the family. And you know, and as Jason Riley points out, it didn't just wreck the black family. White people suddenly were eligible for all this welfare. And on the lower economic part of the white society, everything fell apart, just like black society. Whatever you subsidize, you get more of. We're going to be subsidizing bad behavior and slothfulness and just a general lack of responsibility. And guess what? We're going to get more welfare dependency, slothfulness, and a greater lack of responsibility. It's insane. It's like if they were trying to destroy the society, they couldn't be doing a better job than they are. You have to think, you have to wonder, are they trying to do this? Let's see. 508 says, I believe if you leave the country, there is an exit tax or some kind of BS like that. I think they've talked about it. I think if AOC was listening to this, she'd be writing it down on her hand right now so she wouldn't forget about it. But I don't think that exists right now. Someone says you can have your Social Security sent to the Philippines. Yeah. And some people go to apply for Social Security and they find out your Social Security check's already being sent to Mexico. Somebody stole your identity. Instead, good luck getting it back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.